All right, March has arrived and we are only weeks away from the big tournament. Yes, that tournament. Make sure to head to BetOnline and open an account today to get in on their $100,000 Bracket Madness Challenge starting March 15th. And remember, the NBA and XFL are still going strong, so whatever your passion is, BetOnline is the place to go for all your betting needs. Visit our good friend and exclusive partner, BetOnline, to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for your 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Blue Wire. Russell Westbrook is off to Houston.
It's going
to
be scary. Not for us.
And Westbrook is on the freeway.
What's up, guys? Like News Podcast. My name is Solomon Ali at Solomon Ali NBA on Twitter. So my biggest worry, like 12 hours ago, was that I could not upload the audio from last night's podcast because it was unreadable. I couldn't use it. That's apparently not even a top three issue right now. How are you doing, Adam Spolane?
I'm good. It's been quite a day, that's for sure. Podcast too last night. I guess that's what happens when you don't bring a laptop charger, but let's be honest, the kind of everything that we talked about last night kind of got blown off the pages today.
Yeah, well, in defense of me, the laptop was at 29%, and we were only podcasting for half an hour. I thought it could make it, but it's my bad. It's my bad. You're right. None of that's even important right now. I don't even know where to start. I guess we should just start with the timeline here. So about 48 hours ago, or I'm probably longer than that, probably like 86 hours ago or something like that, the NBA mandated that all media be barred from NBA locker rooms because of this coronavirus situation, and that we had to stay 6 to 8 feet away from the players and coaches while interviewing them. And, you know, while that was a little annoying, it wasn't that much of a change. And obviously, health and safety is number one concern. It probably benefits the media to stay that far away anyways. So I don't think we were all that concerned about it, but it was definitely an adjustment. And now it seems like the situation has escalated, and I mean, as we're recording this, we've just found out that Rudy Gobert, center for the Utah Jazz, has contracted coronavirus and, you know, may have spread that virus around for 5 to 6 days. And the NBA has suspended their season. And I don't even know what to say. Like, this has been the craziest season in NBA history by far.
I mean, I don't know. It's different. I mean, you've had crazy seasons before, but that was based on what was happening on the floor. I mean, this is purely an off-floor thing, and this is a health pandemic type crisis more than anything else. And I don't think anybody thought that it would come to this, but here we are. I mean, that's really all you can say. This happened really fast. I mean, you look earlier this afternoon, the NBA announced that teams were going to play without fans after tonight, and then all of a sudden, you have a game get canceled, and now the league gets suspended right after that. So it has happened all very quickly.
Yeah, and the discussion about having games without fans, like that we saw that escalation coming a mile away. Like, we were talking about that at practice today as if a matter of when, not if, because there's no way you could continue to play games like that. There's 18,000 people in an arena every night. You can't have that many people in a confined environment with this virus going around, and we still don't know the full extent of it, and testing is still not adequate in the United States yet, like, and we haven't contained it. Like, the World Health Organization just declared this pandemic this morning. Like, this is a real serious issue. It's bigger than basketball. I mean, Jeff Green said it today, like, everybody's worried about themselves and their family. They don't really care about what's going on the floor right now. This basketball is completely secondary at this point.
Yeah, obviously. There's no other way to put it. So we'll see what happens. You know, I don't know what else to say. We just got to see what happens and see how long this thing actually lasts. And also, it's built into college basketball, too. I mean, the NCAA announced that they weren't going to have fans at the NCAA tournament. Conferences are saying that conferences were going to follow suit. And then you have Nebraska's head coach, Fred Hoiberg, had to leave the game early against Indiana, and it looks like he might have contracted it, and his team is in quarantine right now. So it's spreading, that's for sure.
Yeah, and if you watched the congressional hearings this morning, like, it made you feel kind of angry that the NBA had not taken steps earlier, because like, it was clearly an issue. Like, this idea that they could continue on the way it was completely insane. The report that Woj came out with yesterday about moving the games to another arena that the city had not been infected with coronavirus, like, that was completely ludicrous. Like, the idea that you could just run away from the virus was just, that's just dumb. It's just like, you cannot continue business as usual. Like, yes, the business of the NBA is going to take a huge hit because of this, obviously, but that does not matter right now. Health and safety matters right now. It's really unfortunate that all these team employees and all the employees that work at these arenas are going to have to, you know, be without work for the next few weeks. And obviously we all want things to go back to normal, but I mean, this health and safety is number one, and there really is no close number two.
Yeah. I don't necessarily blame the NBA for a lot of it, just because I don't think anybody knew. You know, information has been sparse. This thing has kind of happened quickly. It has all moved very quickly. The problem that I think the biggest problem is that we haven't had access to a lot of tests, so nobody really knows who has it, and nobody really knows the numbers of people that have actually contracted this whole thing. And it's hard to know, just because it takes, you know, on average about 5 days for you to actually show symptoms. And you saw this with Gobert and how this really impacted the NBA, because obviously Gobert has it. So everyone in that locker room is impacted. They played a game on Monday against the Raptors. Everyone on the Raptors is now, you know, at risk. Utah played, I think, over the weekend against Detroit, so those guys are at risk. You had Courtney Kirkland work the game on Monday against Toronto. He was supposed to work the game in Sacramento, and the Pelicans basically said, no, we're not going to play. And so it's been a domino effect, and I just think there's more information. We just haven't had a lot of information up until tonight.
Ever wonder why traditional button-up dress shirts look so long and baggy? That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untucked shirts are specifically designed to be worn untucked. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. With more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Don't just take my word for it. Try untucked for yourself. Visit untucked.com and use code BLUE for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untucked.com and promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, for 20% off your first order. Yeah, and everybody's going to come and pile on Rudy Gobert right now. And this isn't me coming to his defense for what he did with the touching the phones and the microphones or whatever. Like, I just think, like, at the time that video was taken, like, it was very clear that we were still in the very early stages, and people were talking about coronavirus as if it was kind of a joke. I mean, some people at the game last night were even talking about it as if, you know, this thing's going to go away in 2 weeks. Like, we're going to be back in locker rooms, and all this, you know, all these precautions are kind of over the top, and it'll go away. But no, this is a real thing, and this idea that everybody's, you know, just piling on Gobert for, you know, not taking it seriously. Like, I how can you not? Like, we did not have the information then that we have now, and a lot of people are just finding out, you know, how severe this is.
I mean, Gobert did what any young, healthy 20-something-year-old person would do. And you don't think it's going to happen to you, and then it happens, and I guarantee you he's going to feel very, very guilty about this whole thing. The whole microphone thing is he had this before the microphone thing. Now, obviously, he put other people at risk with the microphone thing, but, you know, it's whatever. You feel bad for him. You hope that he's okay. You hope that all the people that were in the room that day in Salt Lake City are okay. That's what matters more than anything, than assessing blame and ripping a guy. I think that's pointless.
I'm with you. Like, again, I'm not necessarily defending what he did, but, you know, at the time, like, people in that room found that to be funny. Like, it was a joke. It was intended to be a joke. It may have been a boneheaded joke, but it was a joke. As far as what happens now, I mean, I don't know how long this lasts. I mean, I suspect this is going to take at least 2 weeks without the NBA before we really have a handle on the situation and before things go back to normal. It could be just the case that we don't have games for the rest of the year. Like, I mean, obviously, we've never seen anything like this before, but what's your feel on this right now?
I have no idea. And I'm not even going to begin to speculate how long this thing is going to last. I don't think we have any idea what the numbers are. I think that people are starting to finally figure out whether or not they have this or not. And until you figure out who has this, it's really hard to stop from spreading it. And since the symptoms take time, before for me to actually start showing symptoms, and you know, we could have it right now and we might not know for 5 days, and we might be, you know, going on with our, not quite our normal lives, but going about our business, and we could be spreading it ourselves and we don't even know it. So it's one of those things where nobody really knows. And it's a suspension. It's an indefinite suspension, and they call it indefinite for a reason, because you have no idea how long this is going to last. If you told me that they don't play another NBA game until summer, then it wouldn't shock me by any stretch. We really don't know.
I mean, it's one of those things where you have to just keep reading the news. I mean, I urge anybody listening to this podcast to pay attention to the news, stay safe, prioritize health and safety over anything else. Don't go to large gatherings, obviously. And it's one of those things where, like, did you see what StatMuse tweeted a couple hours ago? Or it might have been an hour ago with the chart. StatMuse. So,
I saw something about it, yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like since the Jazz, this happened 5 or 6 days ago, the Jazz have played 2 NBA teams since then, and those 2 NBA teams have played other NBA teams since then, and pretty much every team could have theoretically been contacted with this virus. Like, and that's what's chilling about this, right? Like, that's why you have to stop games, because it's not just Gobert. Like, at this point, Gobert has been around other players, he's been around other media, he's been around team personnel, he's been around a lot of people in 5 to 6 days, and stopping the NBA is the only way to properly assess the situation, test anyone he's been in contact with, and quarantine everybody. I mean, like, that's really the only mode of operation.
Well, I mean, that's why the NBA canceled games. That's why the NBA suspended everything. It's because of Gobert. I mean, that when the report came out that Rudy Gobert had tested positive, right after the NBA announced that they were suspending games. So that's the cause and effect, and that's why college basketball is still going on right now, because nobody in college basketball has tested positive. Now, that might change with Fred Hoiberg. I don't know. Nebraska is one out of 300 something Division I teams. You know, the Big Ten is one out of 30-something conferences, and I don't know how many people Fred Hoiberg has been in contact with over the last week or so, but that could be the big domino in college basketball, is what happens with Fred Hoiberg. The NHL, nobody's tested positive at this point, and they're going to continue playing games just without fans at this point. So Gobert has basically put a halt to the NBA season. If Rudy Gobert doesn't test positive, then they're playing games tomorrow. And then, I mean, you mentioned the players and the teams, but also the officials. I mean, you have the officials who are working this game. Courtney Kirkland had to kind of separate Rudy Gobert from, I think it was OG Anunoby. Because remember, Gobert and Anunoby got into it a little bit towards the end of that game. So Courtney Kirkland, the three officials in that game, you know, they've worked other games before. They've worked other games since that game on Monday. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff still to fall.
Yeah, and as far as the NCAA, I feel like it's only a matter of time before they start banning fans from the arena. Like, you can't continue as business as usual. Yeah, yeah, you cannot continue as business as usual. This is a very, very serious situation. People have been treating this as kind of lighthearted, like, oh, it only affects old people. First of all, that is not a reason to treat something like this the way people were treating it, like, just because it does not affect your age range or whatever, like, that like, old people could die if they were in contact with this virus. Like, that's very, very serious, and the rate that this thing is spreading at means that it could potentially impact a lot of people. And you know, that could be your grandfather, it could be your uncle, that could be anybody, it could be your dad, it could be anybody. And this idea that just because it only impacted a certain age range, like, I always found that idea a little repulsive. And now we're starting to see more data and more More stuff's about starting to come out from public health officials about how it impacts them the most, but it does also impact young people. Like this is a serious infection and should only be treated that way until we have a vaccine available, pretty much. And that could take 18 months. That's what's scary about this. It could take 18 months to develop a proper vaccine. The world economy is taking a pretty big hit. I mean, you're seeing this not only in the stock market, but people can't go to work. Not just in the NBA, other industries. And if people can't go to work, they're not getting paid. And, the economy is pretty much taking a standstill because of this. It's not just an NBA story. This is a world story right now.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy Gobert is a very healthy 27-year-old, and he got this, so it can happen to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know how much more I could say about this topic. It's one of those things where I don't want to say too much because I don't have all the information myself. It's just a very scary situation. Everybody who's listening to this podcast, stay safe. Wash your hands. That's a big, big thing. Please wash your hands whenever you can. And, don't rely on hand sanitizers. I know those are sold out everywhere. Target, Walmart, HEB, all those places are sold out of hand sanitizers. You should not be relying on those things. You should be washing your hands 20 seconds, warm water, soap and water, try and not attend these large gatherings if you can.
Yeah, stay home. There's going to be college basketball on, so you stay home and watch college basketball.
Yeah, if you can work from home, please do so. You'd rather be safe than sorry. Yeah, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Follow me on Twitter at SoamaliNBA. Follow Adam on Twitter at Adam Spolane. Adam, you got anything to plug?
No, not really. I've been waiting to write this. I've had this Russell Westbrook thing that I have kind of written, and I just haven't been able to post it because there's been no timing. So just look for that. It'll be out there at some point. Whenever, we start to get back into normalcy, but between Kobe and the trade deadline and the spring training and now this whole thing, I mean, it's been... this has been a really crazy, last couple of months. And you just hope that we get some sort of normalcy at some point, because this is real life now. I mean, it's hitting home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. We live in Houston too. This is one of the biggest cities in the country, fourth biggest city in the country. It's a port city. A lot of people coming in and out. It's definitely a scary situation. Yeah, guys, stay safe.